Where's the Ed man?
Don't know. Is he coming on?
I sent him the link, so.
Let's see. Oh, fuck, yeah, there he is. Damn it.
Speak of the devil. We can say shit to him. He doesn't have his headphones on. Hi, Eddie. How you doing? Nice haircut, Eddie.
Yep.
How's it going, Eddie?
All right. What's happening?
Not much.
I thought we were on vacation for a whole month.
Hey, after today.
We didn't say vacation.
Alrighty. Oh.
Jesus.
Okay. So, you guys ready today?
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Do I have to be ready?
We're going to talk about a little bit of the stuff that's going on in the world with the LGBTs.
Oh boy, we're going to get canceled today?
Eddie's nuns, all that shit.
Eddie, you still a Dodger fan?
Keeping me from posting on my Facebook what I feel.
I was at the game on Sunday.
Were you out there introducing him?
Huh?
You gave him the awards?
I was there Sunday.
Alrighty. You guys ready?
Nope.
Yeah. Alright. Get all this. We got all this aggression I got inside of me out.
We got
all this stuff going on.
Yeah, great. I'll be turning on my camera. I don't want to get canceled.
Oh, okay. Here we go. that's why we can't have opinions unless it's a certain opinion, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Well, we'll see how it goes. Ready, Eddie?
Careful with Eddie, okay? You don't want him walking out again.
Oh, no. I think Eddie will. I don't know. Maybe he's into the nun thing.
No, he's not.
Eddie, don't do that. You just, this is not good. Not a good look for your Dodgers. All right, let's do it.
Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And guess who's back today?
Us. Back. The boys are back in town.
That's right. That's how it started.
The original.
Things we're kind of off and on until further notice. Got some stuff going on. Hopefully by, what is it, June, July? August. Hopefully by August we'll be back on a straight schedule.
Hopefully by Christmas, you know.
Oh, I hope by then. If not, I'm in big trouble over here.
You got no roof.
Got no roofs, right. So what's going on? What's going on, guys? Today is, what is today? Tuesday.
It's a special Tuesday show.
I'm not used to saying Tuesday.
Unless you listen to the podcast, it can be any day.
That's right. Yeah, I never say hi to the podcast people, and I'm very bad at that.
You don't care about them. Just admit it.
I do.
It's all about YouTube and Facebook for you.
You know what? I do. I don't think. Hello, podcast listeners. If without the podcast, we wouldn't have the live stream or the YouTubers, right?
Right.
I guess so. Podcasting first.
Thanks, podcast people, for listening if you listen. And keep listening. Go to our website, them25show.com. And Eddie, before we start talking, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So stuff's been bottled up in me. I've been seeing going on in the world since we've been off, and I've it's been bothering me.
And at this moment, I wanted to say, any millennials or Gen Zs, please turn away. Come back in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the things, you know. You can't even, you know. You know, that's what's wrong with the world today, I think. What did you say? The millennials and what is it now? The
Gen
what
Z
are the new ones?
And Alpha.
Gen Z
and then Alpha.
Oh, Lord.
Alpha? What the hell's an Alpha?
Well, those are, because, you know, you're having, like, hurricanes. Once they go through the alphabet, they have to go to Greek names, the Greek alphabet. I guess, you know, we got to Z and then we had to go to the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure we'll rename them in the end, but right now, I don't know, anybody born in the 2010s, I believe, and on, they're Generation Alpha.
2010.
Hmm. All right, so before we go, Eddie, why don't you tell everybody about our sponsor?
Our sponsor.
Yeah, let's get this out of the way before people start tuning us out.
All right, am I going to have Alberto do it, Eddie?
Yeah,
I need to get you doing it so we can get you on a commercial promo, because I don't want everybody to think I don't remember everybody. I try to get everybody, but Eddie, you got to be in on it.
You need to warn me first.
Okay,
you're gonna do the promo next.
I wasn't warned. Okay. You want to hear me do it?
Yeah, I want to hear you do it.
Okay, Eddie.
Eddie's kind of like the Price is Right model. He's
show and tell.
He's showing the product.
This is our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
I have to be Drew Carey.
Let me see. Show him, Eddie. Show him one of Natural Wonders' products.
Hemp.
Right here.
Eddie loves the hemp.
I love the hemp lotion.
And Steve likes the hump.
Yeah, I like the hump product. So the hemp, is it just... Okay, Eddie, I know of it, but is it just the smell? Or what is the... Does it have healing stuff in it? I really haven't investigated the hemp lotion.
The smell is a pineapple. It's a pineapple express.
Alberto, what does it mean when it says hemp? Does it have stuff in it that comes from...
I'm not exactly sure. It's off, like, let's say, the cannabis plant.
I think, but it's infused.
It's not the stuff that gets you high. There is some kind of other value to it. But, you know, it's not whatever it is, THC or whatever it is.
Ah, interesting.
Well, I know it's good.
Maybe I'll do a little research later on.
Yeah, it's hemp seed.
It's hemp seed. Well,
hemp seed oil.
We're going to have to find out about that, especially if they're our sponsors, right?
Hemp seed oil.
Because when you see you think, it's got pot in it.
Well, we had the guy on. You didn't ask him.
Hemp seed oil.
Well, we asked him all kinds of stuff, but, you know, we didn't think to ask him about the pot plant. I mean, did you? I did it.
No. Whatever's in it is good.
Let me see if we can figure this out.
It's good. Works good.
Let me see. But we're going to find out right now.
You're making
I'm gonna call the place right now. Watch this, Eddie. See what I do? Can you hear it ringing?
We're gonna go to the source. Yes.
Oh boy, he's a busy man. The defining difference between hemp and marijuana is their psychoactive component. THC. Hemp has less than 0.3% less THC, or less THC. So marijuana has more THC.
Oil, so
hemp has some, but it not enough probably to get you high.
Yeah, not enough to... Plus, you rub it on. It's not like you...
Oh, never mind. I saw the call and said, forget it. I don't want to talk to them.
He's watching the show right now.
It's not like you're not eating it, so you're rubbing it on. So,
well, I mean,
it has the seed in it?
Hemp seed oil. Hemp seed oil.
Alberto, does it have this... Oh, has the oil of the seed?
Or yeah. I guess you make a seed out of the oil out of
hemp
the seed.
Hemp seed oil. I guess you...
And what
is the oil out of the seed?
And what is the what does it do? What is the reason to put it in a lotion to put on your body? What is it? Is it a heat? Does it heal your joints, or does it just?
That's what a lot of people say.
I mean, I'm assuming that's what it's for. But all I know is,
oh, cool,
feels good on your skin.
Well, I know some people, they'll put like actual marijuana into like rubbing alcohol, and you know, just you know, they have arthritis or something, they can rub it on their whatever joints, and it's supposed to heal.
I've rubbed alcohol and marijuana on my joints.
This guy crazy.
Really? After a baseball game, you get an injury, and my mom would give me marijuana oil. And,
way back in Little League?
Yeah. You sure she didn't give you a bong?
It's a good thing they were drug testing Eddie back then.
No, it was marijuana in alcohol. Rubbing alcohol, and I remember she rubbed it on my pitching arm. You ready to go the next day?
All of Eddie's...
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Okay, hey, hold on, guys. We have the guy on the phone. Scott, I hope it's okay. We're doing a show right now. We had a question about one of your products.
Hey, all right, what you got?
Okay, we're over here arguing about the hemp that's in one of your lotions, and we're trying to figure out the hemp that's in the lotion. Is it for the joints, or is it for the smelling purpose?
What's the hemp for?
Yeah, like Eddie he's holding up a Natural Wonders hemp lotion.
Yeah.
And we're arguing what Why? What the hemp does, and what part of the hemp, or
because it's got a marijuana leaf on it.
Because it's got a marijuana leaf on it.
Yes, yes. It's really for the senses, so that when it floods your nose and goes into your body, it's supposed to lift your spirit and bring you closer to God with every smell.
Holy mackerel. I was right. Hey, see, Eddie, I told you.
It feels good.
I mean, it's either that, it's either that or the other way I told you, Eddie.
It feels good on your skin.
I get you. You know, does it help the joints at all?
It helps your body. It helps your body to relax, and it does actually get in through the pores and really sort of relaxes you. It's more or less, if you ask me, what I find about it and how it affects me is that it's just a relaxing fragrance, and it puts me in a different state of mind.
Yeah, it smells really good.
So it's possible. It's possible. If you lather that sucker up, like Scott says, you can go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's true.
Put it under your nostrils.
Specifically. So that, and if it is accomplishing that, then mission accomplished.
Scott, I have to apologize because I caught Eddie squirting some in some zigzag rolling papers, and I go, what are you doing, Eddie?
That's right. Yeah,
Eddie's injecting it straight to the veins.
You can tell Eddie what he has to do is he has to reduce it down so that there's so it's just more like a hard and sticky substance. Then he can light it up.
Oh, so Eddie's got to get his chemist gear on.
You gotta dry it out.
You have to go all Breaking Bad.
That's right. Hey, we have Scott Gerling, the CEO of Natural Wonders, our sponsor, and we were going at it wondering about this, and I thought, you know what? We'll just call him, and thanks for letting us put you on here.
Oh, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, don't worry. We're talking good about you. Don't worry. Now we know everybody. We're going to tell everybody if you get this hemp lotion, it'll take you straight to heaven.
Oh, I like that. It's true.
That's right.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
Right.
All right, Scott. Thanks a lot, and you take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. See?
Special appearance.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
From the CEO's mouth, not a horse.
So did you guys get what it, besides seeing heaven, do you get?
It goes into your pores and gives you an euphoric feeling.
Well, I didn't know. Wonder Eddie likes it.
I do.
He likes euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Eddie, what I'm going to tell you, the next show we do, you're going to do the commercial, okay? So Eddie, whether Alberto, you sent him a script or whatever the hell you got to do, or Eddie.
Yeah, you
got to
warn me.
Okay.
No.
Do you want a script, Eddie, or do you want to just ad-lib it, or how would you like to do this?
I'll do a script.
Okay. Alberto, can you send him a script so he can read
okay,
it?
I sent him a 20-page script.
Rehearse my lines.
Just read it, Eddie. You don't have to memorize. You can read it right in front of you. Oh, God.
More professional if I memorize it.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it up to you. You got advance notice to be ready so I can use you in commercials, Eddie.
I'll get my teleprompter.
Whatever you need, Eddie. Write it on your palm. I don't care. All right, Alberto, you ready?
I guess so.
Do you have your notes? It's on
our website. Okay,
Eddie. Alberto has his cheat sheet.
Obviously, Eddie hasn't been to our website, and it's right there for top sponsor.
I know who the sponsor is.
Well, and it has what do you think? I just put the sponsor's name, and that's it. That's right here, Natural Wonders at Natural Wonders.
Hold on a second. Jesus, hold on.
Hey man, this is the last show.
Okay, Alberto's going to talk about our sponsor here, and then we're going to continue.
I don't want to be on full screen though.
Oh, you want both of us jokers on the screen?
Put Eddie on full screen because he needs to be shamed.
Okay, you know what? We'll be here to support you. Let's go. Alberto's going to talk about our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
Yeah, Alberto, Natural Wonders. Two. Shut up, Eddie. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the Natural Wonders. And right now, we're running a great deal with Natural Wonders. If you go down to the website, naturalwonders.com, wonders spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, you do your order, you got all good stuff. Not just hemp lotions, they got shampoos, body washes, face masks. I heard they have, you know, animal products for your pets if you want them to be healthy. You do your whole order, you go to checkout, you enter the code TheM25Show.com. You're going to get not 10, not 15, not 20, 25% off your order. How about that, Eddie?
That's a great deal. And guys, when you go to your checkout for the promo code, just put the M25 show, not the M25show.com.
Just the M25 show, all squished together. Easiest way to do it, just go to our website, TheM25Show.com. You go to the sponsors link, you'll see it right there. Top sponsor, you got the link, you got the promo code, just copy and paste. Easiest way.
Yes.
And remember, we just talked to our sponsor, CEO Scott Gerling, and he said if you use that hemp lotion, it'll take you straight to heaven. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, Eddie, that was that hard?
No, it wasn't hard. Great job, Alberto.
Thank you, Eddie.
you did a great job.
Oh, boy. All right, Eddie, you're next, all right? Next show all we right. got. It's all about you.
And then, Alyssa, if you're watching, you're next, too.
Yeah, too much to prepare.
That's right, Alyssa, too. Oh, I need to be prepared. I need to be. Well, you're not putting makeup on, Alyssa. You're not making your coffee.
Yeah, but you can't.
You're not washing down there.
That's what is so special about this show, Eddie. We can handle that kind of stuff. We can be caught off guard and we can still perform.
Eddie, we've been at it for 9 years. Haven't you figured it out yet?
Eddie, just like porn stars, you got to perform. You can't go out there.
Yeah, you know, Eddie, what if Jessica walked into the studio? Would you be ready to perform? Or be like, no, I need to prepare.
I don't have a fluffer.
Oh.
Well, you can call our old buddy.
Will?
No.
Nick?
The trap. Remember that meme I sent you guys privately?
Dudley Do Right?
No, the other one with the mouse trap. The mouse trap.
Oh boy!
All right, hold on here. What's Alberto? Captain America, Mr. America.
You better hope our chats or texts don't get hacked.
Okay, guys, are we ready to rock and roll now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I want to get this story out of the way before we go into this. The stuff that I want to talk about, Alberto, is this kind of like a political type thing, or is this just regular subjects? What I discussed with you before the show,
it's just fraught with danger because you know the people who support them love to destroy lives of the people who don't believe what they believe. So,
okay, so it could be political. It's
political because they use it. You know, you had the president out there with that group in the White House, and you know, it's political.
Okay, I'll say
it's everything. It's political.
I'm not going to talk about it as political, even though I know it is, because I don't view it that way. But like you said, people make it political just because if somebody has an opinion about something and wants to talk about it, then, you know, I don't think that's, you should have an opinion unless you're going to hurt somebody and you know what I mean? You're going to, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk about this submarine that got lost. See, this is, I tell you, the ocean is evil.
I was reading about that this morning.
Did they find it yet? They're running out of time, I hear.
I think they had 2 days of oxygen left.
Oh, today's the last day, right? Didn't it have like 48 hours?
Today's, I think, the last day, yeah. And it's $250,000 to go on that thing.
I would never... if they gave me a free ticket, hell no. Hey, Ramon, what's going on? What do you think about the submarine? If you got a free ticket to take a submarine down to check out the Titanic wreckage, would you do it? How many miles is that below the sea?
2.2 miles.
Oh, my God. That is far.
Sure is.
Eddie, I can't. The ocean is scary to me for one thing.
That's far, but compared to the ocean, that's probably a short trip. The ocean's probably miles and miles at the deepest part.
Going in a submarine, how long it would take to get down there? It's not like the submarine's jamming 80 miles an hour.
What was that? What was that director? He did it for the movie.
Alberto, it's a movie, Alberto.
Well, they went down there.
The Hunk for Red October?
No, the Titanic movie. Remember in the beginning, what's his face? Cameron, he's in the submarine.
No, not Kirk Cameron.
Cameron went down there and shot footage, but I think the actors, they were down there.
The actors went down there? Here we go.
I didn't know
you
that.
Mean the ones that sunk with the ship?
No.
Get at it. See, this is why cancellation happens. Alberto's talking about people dying on the Titanic.
Because I said Leonardo DiCaprio died on the Titanic? No.
Like, well, not, well, they went down there?
Once he sunk. Yeah, when he sunk off the iceberg with that girl.
But he actually went down there for the movie?
No. I think they sent down... I think didn't they just send down cameras?
Beats me.
You can't. You can. You got to have special stuff to like that. Some, you know, to go down that deep, don't you? I mean, yeah. Human people inside of something.
Well, you have a submarine that works. I mean, you need to be pressurized other than.
Well, this one worked.
It worked.
Yeah,
but it got lost.
Well, like everything, you know.
I was reading this morning that it could be stuck on something, like snagged or something, but they just
can't. On a fish hook? On a fish wire.
Well, I don't know.
Went into the Titanic. They wanted to go see that stairwell where
there's reefs and corals down there. There's
okay. I gotta know this. How long do you think?
Maybe got eaten by a whale.
Yeah, the whales have been attacking ships. So I don't
know. You think the whale swallowed the submarine?
That's the way to go.
Oh no, Pinocchio 2.
Well, it happened off the coast here in California. I think somebody got swallowed up by a whale.
Whales have been kayaking or,
you know. Okay, they got all this technology, and I heard it doesn't have GPS on it. Is it because it's so far away, or
I think they don't
have that technology to have that on there, or what?
They were using. I think it's because it's so far down. They're depending on satellites to get in touch with it. But they I don't know. They just lost
satellites. The you mean like Ramon says pings? Yeah, they think it should have pings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how long? That's what I'm asking. Like, okay, say it got lost, and they knew that the day it got lost, they couldn't get submarines, like bigger ones, to jam down there. And does it take that long to get there, or they can't get there faster than that little submarine?
I guess not.
Like, if they take the Hunt for Red October submarine, they can't get down there in a day.
Well, I mean, if they're in the area, maybe they can get down there. But who knows? Maybe they're not.
Even if they do get down there, how are they going to rescue it? They can't. They can't tow it.
Latch on and pull it back up to safety? They gotta have some kind of. They gotta know.
It's not like you can step out of a submarine and.
Well, maybe they have like a tow thing where it's a chain and a magnet. They latch onto it and pull it out of whatever it's stuck in.
So far down there, you can't just jump out of the submarine and hook
it. Who says they're jumping out of the submarine? Well, they die if they jumped out. That's too far down. They'd get.
Well, they say, I mean, at that level, I mean, if there's like any kind of crack, that submarine's filled with water like in a snap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't even have time to blink your eye. I mean, you're just gone.
If the submarine cracks, then that means they're that far down. If they even get out of that thing, they're dead. Yeah, they'd be crushed. They'd be crushed from the water, right?
Yeah, there's pressure down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, say they're just stuck somewhere in the submarine, right? And they're sitting there, right? And they're waiting for a rescue people. Mm-hmm. Now, they have to have something, like I said, they got some kind of big old magnet to latch on and pull them out. They have to know these things could happen with our technology and think. You don't think these people that made it go, okay, well, look it. We gotta understand. One of these things may get stranded one day.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get it out?
Pull it back up.
Yeah. So, you know, they have to know these things. It's just getting the submarine there in time.
I would think, not even them, but I mean, like, if you want to get insurance for your company, and, you know, the insurance company is going to say that, well, okay. You know, they're gonna think of every possible bad scenario that can happen. You know, this isn't like the Titanic. They thought that ship wasn't gonna sink, so nobody cared. You know.
Yeah. Well, there's a chance they're still alive. That's the thing, and it's just
they have a few hours, like a couple of days, or I don't know how many hours of oxygen, backup oxygen in the submarine just in case. But
I think today was the last day. I think as of yesterday, it was 48 hours.
48 hours.
I think today's the last day.
Then. Hope they took some cyanide pills, because
I just can't see how they can't communicate. Why would you go to a place like this and you can't communicate with nobody? You go down, say it's too far down.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't be there.
Something must have happened because it does have, because they've gone down there before.
Yeah, I assume this isn't the first trip down there.
Listen, like you said, even if a whale swallowed them, you could still call. I mean, what are you saying? The Wi-Fi got screwed up? Because of the walls.
I don't know. I haven't been 2 miles down the ocean. I mean, you go, you go up into the hills in the city, and you can't get a reception. I mean, I can't imagine
something
2 miles
to do
down
with
the ocean.
Satellites. It's too far down. So the satellites, I don't know if they can't pick up the ping or.
Because I think even like military submarines, if they need to communicate, they have to go up to the surface.
Yeah.
When they're down there in the water, they can't get. You know, proper communication. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some Morse code and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah. Sonar or something, but I don't know.
I just think it's...
It just sucks.
Hey, Cynthia's on here. She's going to leave right now. Mm-hmm. Hello, Cynthia. Before you leave, what are your thoughts about going on that submarine that takes people on a little tour down to the Titanic on the bottom of... Where is it at?
Wreckage.
The Titanic wreckage.
North Atlantic.
It's what, 2 miles down?
Yeah.
A little over 2 miles.
Yes. It costs $250,000 a ticket for one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going under the ocean in a submarine. And it's not a big one either.
Not a big one. I think they said you can't even, there's not even enough room to stand in it.
And just to let you know, from the get-go, Cynthia, one went down there and got lost the other day. Just thought I'd let you know before you say, yeah, I'd do
well,
it.
Well, we have to, you know... How many have gone down there safely? You know,
I don't know.
If that was the second one, you know.
What if it's the first one?
Oh,
no,
then,
yeah. Like I said, it's not the first time it's gone down there. So,
let's say they've had it for 10 years, and okay. This is the first one. I'm still not going on that thing.
Okay.
It takes one, and that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
But you get on in your car and you drive to work and drive places. You know, people get killed on the street all the time.
There's a difference. At least if I get in a car wreck, unless I'm driving up in the hills at night when everybody's sleeping and nobody finds me. Well, I'm not that dumb.
I assume somebody will call the cops for you.
No, let's say you grew up in the hills where traffic is very light in the late of night.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you fall off a cliff.
You bury your body.
You'll be lucky if somebody sees you. Say your car don't catch on fire and you're just laying in the brush. Now that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now if you're traveling in the city and you crash, hey, there's people there. They're going to call 911. You got a chance.
I wonder how long that submarine was supposed to... How long was the tour? Like, was it the day or just...
Yeah, probably up and down.
Until you get lost or you see what you want to see.
What are you gonna do, hang out there for a couple of nights on the Titanic wreckage?
Because I was reading something, they've gone down there and sometimes they can't even get to it.
Well, I've heard sometimes they go down there and don't come back up.
And I heard sometimes they go down there, see the stuff, and they come up and, you know, they share pictures.
No, you're not catching me on that. Because you could be that one that goes down there. I mean,
you could imagine
dying that way. Oh my god,
not dying, having fun, you know, seeing the Titanic.
No, you're sitting at the bottom of the ocean going, oh my god, we're gonna
I'm dead.
Die.
Well, what do I care?
We got 40 minutes, we got 40 hours left.
We got
20 hours left.
At that point, I would want the crack in the hole and the quick, you know, blink of an eye death.
Well, then you won't get that.
Then you know,
you'll get the slow death.
What happens to your body that far down below? Do you just
Well, if, well, if you're just, if you're inside, I think you're okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, you just
run out of oxygen.
Oh yeah,
you run out of oxygen.
And you just pass out,
suffocate. Like if I wrap my hands around your neck, Daddy, and squeezed real hard until you passed out.
Just pass out.
That's it.
Well,
yeah, but you're gonna choke. You're gonna you got choked to death.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't go to sleep all nice and sweet.
Well,
run out of oxygen.
Yeah, take some sleeping pills and just
Just close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, if you have some booze or you got some heroin, or
that was the thing with the first moon landing. I remember they had cyanide pills because they didn't know that they could take off from the moon and get back to Earth.
So
they were like, you know, what were they going to do to the astronauts? So they just take your cyanide pills and.
And then I heard I was reading on that sub that the bathroom was a bottle and a
Yeah. I don't think they got a full bathroom there already.
I'm sure they're going to the bathroom now.
Number two.
Yeah.
Ziploc bags.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, well, hopefully, I think today's the last. Hopefully, they find them, and I don't...
Yeah, hopefully, they find them.
I don't know. I guess it takes that long to get wherever they ship off submarines to go find them. It must be far away, because...
I wonder if like, the Navy has, like, deep-sea divers. Can they go down that far?
Not that far.
On a tank?
Hell no. What the hell's wrong with you, Eddie?
No,
that's 2 miles.
I don't know.
Want me to throw your ass 2 miles under the ocean?
I'm sure.
Was that one movie? The one movie,
with the sharks and then the girls.
No, with Cuba. What's his name? Cuba Gooding Jr. And
Here we go. Now you're gonna throw in fucking De Niro and Cuba.
Yeah, De Niro and Cuba. How far? I mean, they were Navy divers that go. I don't know how far they went down.
You can't dive. They have to go down with machines, other subs, and master, I guess, divers.
Yeah, they did go down, but I don't think they went down that far.
I don't know how far they went down.
I don't know what the plan would be to lift that submarine up. I think put some cables on it, maybe with balloons, and then get it up.
Balloons?
They can make, like, I think there were plans to lift the Titanic with, you know, they were going to, you know, you take
hot air balloons?
You know, not hot air balloons. You can just, like, they can inflate them underneath the water.
Some bobbers? hello, Tatiana. How you doing?
A few happy birthday balloons.
Look at people. If you're just be smart. Why do you want to do that? I mean, hey, if you do, that's Daredevil stuff to me. Hopping on a rocket and going to Mars, or
eating a hamburger with ketchup is Daredevil stuff to you.
Well,
okay?
You know what? But at least somebody will be sitting next to me in case I need. I'm choking or something.
You know what, Steve? I was reading that they make you sign a waiver.
Oh yeah.
That tells you something right there. You don't gotta sign a waiver to eat a cheeseburger.
The first page mentions death three times. Like you could die.
I just need to read death once.
But if you survive, you're a badass.
Yeah, you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah, I agree. If you do, you've got something to talk about. But there's that one time. I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
I get it. You could die just in your sleep. I get it. If you put yourself in
you can die on your way to the submarine.
Well, that's just stupid. That's just dumb.
It is not for you.
You're
going to
go
2 miles
under the water where you can't be safe without any protection. You're dumb. Now, you got people that do it because they want to do research and do history, and that's great. Yeah. And all hats off to them. But that'd be like me and you, Eddie. If I put a suit on you and put weights on you to drop you to the bottom of the ocean, I doubt you're coming back up.
I doubt it too.
But people will say, hey, if you make it, Eddie, you're badass.
You probably wouldn't make it down there halfway.
No, you get your ass eaten halfway down.
There's the whales down there waiting for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie will probably get a shark.
That sucks.
He'll get like three sharks to tear him up.
Because sometimes there's divers that go down there, but they're hooked to a cable, right? So if something happens, they can.
Yeah, you have those. They go for the record. They go all the way, I don't know, a mile down or something. But I think one of them did that, and he came back and he died because of the pressure change.
The pressure change?
Yeah, oh, my God.
It sucks.
Let me see here. Okay, well, hopefully they find them, and that's all you can do. We'll see what happens. Alrighty. Alright, guys. Here we go with some stuff that bothered me. And I'm going to start off with the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence. Alright. First of all, I heard about them. I'm like, what in the hell? What is this, right? I don't know what it is, but hey, whatever. You know, I just see it look like they're nuns, but they're face painted, and I really don't know about them, but after hearing things and seeing things, I wanted to read about it and see, well, who, what is this, you know? I didn't know, so I don't really care what's going on, what they believe in, whatever, you know? They don't bother me, whatever, have at it. But I saw this thing, they were going to Dodger Stadium, right? And they were going to be introduced at Dodger Stadium.
Honored,
or whatever, but I was like, okay, whatever, you know, I'm not a Dodger, whatever, I don't even care. But when I saw what they were doing beforehand in the, I don't know if it was outside or where they were putting on a little shindig or whatever, and they had a cross up with somebody who looked like Jesus on it, like, you know, a real human, they was just like laying there, and the nun that was, it's a dude, but he was in his face makeup and he used it as a stripper pole. And I was like, what in the world is this? Now, I read about it a little bit, and I guess they mock the Catholic religion, and they mock Jesus Christ, and I get it. Hey, if that's your deal, but, I mean, that doesn't even show decency or any kind of, I mean, even if it was a stripper pole at Dodger Stadium beforehand, before the game starts, and a woman was swinging on it, I mean, you got kids there, and you got, you know, I mean, not just because it's a gay dude in a nun's outfit or what have you, with Jesus, a guy looking like Jesus on it, just a straight stripper pole with a chick with a thong on swinging on it. I mean, you know, nobody does that. You keep that in a certain place, a strip club, or you keep, you know what I mean? You just have decency.
Well, it'll probably be the last time they do that. So,
and I just thought, man, that's just hardcore. That bothered me, and I was like, man, I have a social media of my where I, for my private, not here on the M25 show, but I have my own Facebook and Instagram on my personal, my name. And I wanted to post, I had it all ready, and I was like, nah, I don't want it, because I'm worried about what people, you know, whether my friends or their friends will think of me. And I'm sitting here thinking, why am I worried about that? If I don't agree with it, I should just say. But that's what the stuff like this and how the world is. They have people like me, like, I don't like that. I go, I think that's just, it doesn't show decency or no respect to either the kids or people that are Catholic, religious,
yeah.
Or whatever, you know, Christian, Catholic, whatever religion you're making fun of. And
well, you can just always
bothered me.
You know, they pick on low hanging fruit because they know, I mean, okay, Catholics are going to get mad or something, but they're not going to do anything. You know, we know the religions in the world who, if you mock them, you know, bad things are going to happen to you. You know, try to draw their profit and see what happens. You know, try to mock those religions. Even in Christianity, you know what? They're mocking Catholics. You know, we see all the Mormons getting mocked. You know, there are certain congregations that don't get mocked. And they know what will happen. And
what is the reason for it? I mean, isn't that going a little too far to put up a cross as a strip of pole with Jesus, an actual person on it? What is the meaning of that? Are they mad?
What is the word? Provocateurs? You know, they want... They want attention. To get reaction. They want attention. They want to get reaction. Attention. And in a way, we give it to them. But, you know, we don't have... If you're deeply Catholic, I think, you know, you have the right to say, you know, these people are wrong to do this.
It's wrong.
And I have a thing like, let's just say I would have posted on my personal Facebook and say, you know what, I posted the pictures that I saw that was posted, you know, and go, you know what, this bothers me. I don't like it. You know, it's, you know, whatever you want to do is fine. But, and to have that worry in my head, well, what would people, my friends or people of their friends who see my post think? And that's a bad way to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I found myself going, and there's a lot of things that happen like that. And it just bothered me. So I didn't post it because.
Well, I mean, I see a bit of a pushback now. I think they've gone too far, that side of the political social line, but still, you know.
And the straight, and even with the LGBTQT, is that the whole thing? I don't even know.
TQ.
Whatever. Well, you know how there's a backlash with Bud Light and Target and all this. And what I've noticed is like, okay, you know, these companies, are just like that, they don't know what to do, right? There's like, okay, we want to make everybody happy and so, but there's a lot of people who won't speak up. But when you notice, when you hear Target and Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch or whatever, how much money they lost, people aren't going to Target, you see, because that's the silent minority and they don't want to say nothing, but that's how you see. That's how you see they don't dig it, but they won't say up and go, you know what, I don't like this, because they're scared. Well, like, you don't see people going, oh, man, or not I'm even, going to Target. Not I'm not going to shop at Target.
A lot of them, you know, have other lives. They, you know, they have real lives. You know, they don't have time to be out protesting in the street and, you know, wasting time on social media. But a lot of them are scared, too, because...
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't... None of this stuff... It doesn't... Whatever, you know, different strokes for different folks. Everybody can do what they want as long as it's not pushed on me or my kid or my family.
As long as it doesn't affect me.
You know, if my kid is gay or straight, or that's for him to figure out, not for schools or not for somebody else or not for the nuns or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's not like
even
I'm
real nuns, though, right?
No.
I hope not. I don't know. I don't know.
There's nothing religious about them. They just mock.
Yeah, I need to get this clear. I don't care if somebody's gay or somebody's this or that or that. Do it. But, you know, like I said, that stripper thing, even if it was a chick on a stripper pole at Dodger Stadium right before the game, swinging around doing her thing, would you think that's right?
I think when weren't they invited and then they were uninvited and then they...
They were invited. And then I guess
uninvited.
Conservative
they got
side
backlash for being invited.
So the uninvited, well, and then the LGBTQ. They
hopefully that's the last time they.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, you know, whoever said should have said, hey, look,
first and last.
We support you, but you know what? I don't know. I don't know how you do that. It's just. You could see there was not a lot of people in that Dodger Stadium when they were honoring.
Whoa, no, no. See, they, what Dodgers did, they honored them like an hour and a half before the game. So there's very few people in the stadium. So that's when they did their on-field things. And
why
then,
did they do it when people were there?
And then the conservatives, you know, picked it up like, oh, look at that. Nobody showed up to the game. No, okay, it was a packed house for the game.
Why did they do it before when nobody there? It makes no sense.
So to avoid
backlash.
To avoid people not agreeing with it, probably.
Mm-hmm. Booing and
why
stuff.
Would you hide it? Why would you hide it?
Well, that's corporations for you.
To avoid season ticket holders to cancel.
I mean, basically, I didn't know that. I thought that was it. You know, I was like, damn, nobody showed up. But
yeah, unfortunately.
In a way, the Dodgers were hiding it.
And that's almost to say, I mean, I bet you 75% of the people in the stadium didn't know nothing about it. Okay, this is... This is culture war. This is Twitter. This is, you know, social media stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, minority fighting a minority.
Exactly.
I mean, I, you know, I'm sure that people going to Target right now, they don't know nothing about, you know, those swimwear with the tuck thing. They, you know, people are still buying Bud Light. You know, they don't they don't know. It's
Alberto.
It's a minority versus minority, and you know these minorities will get you in trouble.
Look it.
You know,
I understand.
If somebody sees our show and, you know, 10 people call our employer and say, you know, these guys need to be, can't, you know, these guys are evil and all this, I'm sure they'll fold too.
And it's negative about this.
Yeah.
Like I'm reading something remote, you know, put in about, you know, gay and lesbian and so on. Like I said, I don't care if somebody's gay, lesbian. I don't, it's all good. It's your thing. You know, that's all cool. That's. Whatever. Everybody should be whatever they want. But it just seems like it's like this nun thing. It's being, why does it need to be put on a stage at Dodger Stadium or any stadium or on TV? It's like, what is it they feel that they've been done wrong? I don't go on stage. I don't see a person like me, straight guy that likes ass, on TV going, hey, I want a day for me because I like ass. Girl's ass. You know what I mean? I mean, hey, be what you want, and you know, you don't need to show it off. And
just,
I mean, like I said, if nobody's hitting on me, I'm not gay, but if somebody's hitting on me, I'd say, no, no, thanks, I'm not gay, or what have you.
Don't
but
need to
if
push
they
it
start,
on other people.
Yeah, or telling my kid, hey, you know what? Are you sure you're straight? You should try it. You know, you should try to have some balls or something, or going to school, right? And they're teaching it in school now, and it's like,
yeah, that's wrong.
That's a tough subject too. It's like, okay, hey,
unfortunately that's the way the world is going, you know.
But whether you're Christian, Catholic, religious or whatever, don't believe in gays, believe in it, whatever, everybody's right to believe in it. Now when you speak up and tell people you want to beat them up or hey, you're gonna go to hell if you don't believe this or whatever. Hey, you know, I have beliefs, religion beliefs, but I don't push it on people. I don't preach to them and tell them what they believe in. Everybody's grown up. They know where to go if they want a religion, if they want to believe in God, the Christian way, the Catholic way, the other ways. You don't, like I said, people don't like to be preached to like a holy roller or whatever, right? They don't like that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't dig it.
They don't like Jehovah's Witnesses coming up to your house. Okay.
Exactly. Same thing with all this other stuff. It's the same thing. I don't want to hear it. If I want to be a Jehovah's Witness, I know where to go. If I want to be a nun, that whatever these nuns are, paint my face and do that stuff, I know where to go. If I want to go see some titties and ass, I know where to go. I mean, you know, it doesn't need to be preached. Yes. And that goes for the Christians to everybody else who's not Christian. And Catholic, you know, preaching, hey, you can't be gay because you'll go to hell, da 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 da. Whatever, that's their beliefs. They have that right. Do they have the right to tell people that, hey, you have to do this or da da da? Not really. They shouldn't do that. But maybe they mean it in a way because they believe deep down, I guess. I don't even know why. But you shouldn't preach at all. That's it. Everything's out there. If you want to be something, you go be it. Now, I was listening, reading what Ramon's been putting up, and I get what he's saying. That's why I wanted to throw that preaching to people and telling them, hey, if you're not this way or that way, then this is going to happen to you. And that shouldn't be either, Ramon. I mean, you don't have to be Christian. You don't have to be Catholic. What other religions are you?
Islam, Hindu.
Islam, Hindu. You can be whatever you want, but Baha'i, you know, faith. if you're Hindu, yeah, I don't want no Hindu come and tell me whether I gotta do this or this or this because the Hindu god is gonna get me. Or hey, look, if I'm interested in it, tell me once and tell me a little bit about it, and if it catches my ear, and then I'll go investigate. I go, hey, that sounds kind of cool. If a Catholic or Christian comes to me and tells me this and that, it sounds interesting. Maybe I'll crack the Bible open, or Allah, or something. If somebody, that's cool to tell a little bit about it, and then that's it. Stop. You're done. Because that's the way life is. If somebody comes and tells us about the submarine, like Alberto is telling us things about how it works, and hey, this is what could happen. Hey, that sounds interesting. When I get off the show, I'm going to Google that. Or if I just don't want to put up with his shit, I'm going to say, whatever. I just forget about it. I don't want to hear his shit. We all have a right to do it, but not to push it down people's throat. That's it.
You can tell them about, you can tell them about what you believe, and that's it. Yes. You know, if they take it, fine. If they don't, fine.
Yes, I mean, like I said, if I don't have a problem with people that are gay or nothing, it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're they're doing anything to me. Hey, whatever. And nobody's doing nothing to me in the life I lead.
That's right.
That'd be like somebody coming in and goes, Steve, you know what? We don't like that you're married and have a kid and you go to work and you do this. This is not right. And they go, why? It's right for me.
Yeah.
Now, if you're gay and you go to work and you have a gay partner and da-da-da-da-da-da, hey, it might be not something I do, but hey, go for it. It makes you happy. Get it going. But don't think that I'm going to come over and hop in bed with y'all. And I don't expect you to hop in bed with me and my wife either.
Yeah, I would kick you out of bed.
Well, I'm good. Whatever. Oh, my God. It just, I guess that bothered me, that photo of the cross thing. It's like, hey, you know what?
Well, I'm glad I didn't see it.
You could do what you want, but, there's Catholics out there. There's Christians or whatever. Hey, you don't have to go out there and do that to show somebody, hey, you're mad at them. Do something else. It's what they believe. So who are you to step on their beliefs? Mm-hmm. You don't want nobody to step on your beliefs. If you want to swing on a pole with Jesus on it, with your balls rubbing on his face, hey, so be it. But, don't show it to people who may not want to see it. Kids may not want to see it, or adults. Just make a strip club. People want to go see that, they'll go and go see it. There's a reason there's strip clubs for women, for guys to go to, and they're not at Target or Walmart or a grocery store. There's a reason they're separated, because it's just out of decency. Shit, you can't have a girl walk in a store with their ass cheeks hanging out, or everybody has an uproar.
I wouldn't.
What? I know. I mean, we'd be like, damn. But, there's people that think, hey, that's nasty. Come on, cover yourself up. Or a dude in short shorts, that way. Whatever. It's just, it's just decency. When you go out and dress up nice, if you're going to go out to eat, dress up nice.
There was a time where there was respect for your fellow man. That, you would dress up, like I said, you're not walking around with your ass cheeks hanging out. You dressed up when you went out. You were respectful. But I mean, respectful. now it's a lot of a hooray for me. Whatever I want, whatever I believe is right. And if you don't believe me 100%, fuck you. That's
okay. So is this, are they just mad at Christians? Is this what this whole thing's about? And if they are, does that make people feel better?
It's Christians, it's Catholics.
Well, some people feel that way. I'm reading some stuff that Ramon's writing, and if he feels a certain way, I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel a certain way.
I didn't see it.
No, but I'm saying like these nuns are doing something because they're mad at Christians because they don't like their beliefs, or maybe they don't like how Christians tell people how they should be. So they go, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. So we're going to tell you
how we feel you should be, you know.
Instead of saying it like a Christian going and I don't know how you would do something with a gay person to degrade them. What would it be? Pissing on them or something, or, I mean, or I, shitting I, them. I don't know, something stupid. It's like, I get you.
What these nuns were doing were just mocking. I don't know how you mock that other side. If that's what they're willing to do, that's how they portray themselves, how can you mock them?
Because I think some people will say, well, Christians don't agree with this and they don't want you to do this, or they say not to do this. They say not to do it, or whatever. But, I mean, unless I've seen on TV a Christian or a Catholic, I don't know what you could do to a person that's gay or transgender. Like that, like what could they do, like for the stripper pole thing?
Ignore them. That's the worst.
No, I mean, if you saw something on TV and you're like, oh damn, that's fucking hardcore right there. What that Christian person did on TV to mock a transgender or a gay person. I can't think of nothing, but maybe like put somebody with the gay pride shirt on their knees and everybody just piss on them. I mean, you'd be like, what? What are you doing?
But I'm just saying, what
could you do? Like, this guy
portray those nuns that actually really pious and, you know, they really believe the word of God and, you know, they're not heathens or whatever. I mean, that's really, but I mean, I don't know if that's effective enough.
No, I'm just saying, like, what I saw with the nuns stripping on the cross, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're making a statement so people will look, because it's so hardcore. Now, what could a Christian do instead of just talking and saying, hey, you're going to go to hell and this is not right what you do, what can they do physically to show that, where it would be like, damn, that's hardcore, you Christian. That fuck, that's not right.
I don't know.
What could they, that's what I'm saying. What
I already have had
not that I've ever seen it. I don't really care. That'd be like I said, they do something to degrade them, would be like put a transgender shirt on them and to know what they are and have them in public and everybody get in a circle and piss on them.
I don't think that's an equal, because to the people who believe in Jesus, unless the nuns, you know, took a religious person and, you know, stripped them and, you know, made them dance on the pole. I mean, I don't see the equal.
Dude, they put, if you don't believe in Jesus, I get it. But if you believe in Jesus, that's pretty hardcore. That's like putting your mom on the pole.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe in that, that's what I'm saying. It's decency. That's all. I mean, if you don't like Jesus Christ, hey.
Good for you.
Right. Well, good for you.
It's not good for you.
No, I mean, it's good. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't change my beliefs. But hey, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. You'll however this world ends and what happens in the afterlife, everybody's gonna find out.
It's the atheists is the ones that don't believe in Jesus, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, Eddie. Look it. People who believe in God, when they die, they're gonna go to heaven and they're gonna do this and that. If you don't believe, they say you go to hell, da 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 da. Whatever. Nobody's gonna know until we're dead.
Right.
And we may wake up and go, fuck, there is a heaven. And we may not ever wake up. You know, but I'm just saying, when you wake up and you wake up and go, oh shit, it was true, and you don't end up in heaven, you're pretty fucked.
I would say so.
Or you may not wake up. You, nobody knows, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to chance it.
No, you will wake up.
No, I'm just saying, you believe a certain way, Eddie, but there's people who don't believe in God and don't believe this and that or whatever. And that's, hey, it doesn't affect me, so hey, different strokes for different folks. But I always say, hey, what do you got to lose? When you die, what do you got to lose? If you don't wake up, you don't wake up. You don't miss nothing. But what if you do wake up and you end up in a place that you've heard about your whole life, about this bad place where you burn forever? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I don't want to be that person that wakes up and be in that place and go, oh my God, it was true. You know, I just don't want to. That's not the flip of the coin that I want to take that chance on. But no, yep. No, like you say, nobody can prove it. They always say, oh, it's fake, and you know, there's no God, you can't see him, it's like Santa. Okay, great. We'll all find out when we wake up. We may never wake up, but some people believe we will.
I believe
And the only ones that are going to find out are the ones who die.
That have already died.
Yes. So, I don't know. It's just...
Oh, I believe there is a, because of the Bible. That's why I believe.
Yes, Eddie, we know. We know. I believe in it too. But I'm just talking to the other people that don't. Mm-hmm. That what I've said to them is like, dude, so that's cool if you don't believe, but I always say, what happens to say you die and you wake up and it was true and you wake up in hell? Oh, it's not gonna, I'm just saying, okay, fine. We're not going to wake up. We're just dead. We're just going to be dirt or we're going to disintegrate. But just what? This is just for fucking movie sake. What happens if you wake up and go, oh, no, that's true. That's all I've ever said. Yeah, they don't believe it. Don't believe it. Whatever. There's a saying that's you're better safe than sorry.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with believing as long as you don't hurt nobody.
Better to be saved.
Don't push it on nobody. The whole thing is just don't hurt nobody and don't step on people's beliefs and all that. You know, if you don't believe in God, fine. I'm not going to shit on you. I'm not going to tell you you're a bad person. Hey, more power to you. Hopefully we see you in the end.
Yep.
And, I like how Ramon, when we talk about political stuff and stuff like this, Ramon is very talkative with us, and I appreciate it. And sometimes he doesn't agree with us, and sometimes he does, and that's cool about the show. You know, you need people to say things that are different. You know, mm-hmm. And I don't think anything bad of him. Hey, everybody has their beliefs, and I can see sometimes I'll read something and I'll go, it make me think, and I'll look it up later and check into it. And I hope people do the same thing what we say. They could believe some of it, they cannot, but maybe we'll say something that'll ring a bell and go, hey, maybe I'll look that up later and check it out at least. Or they could just say we're pieces of shit, whatever. Oh my gosh. Well, look, everybody, just be happy in your life. You know, but just know that, you know, when you're trying to prove a point or make a stand about something, you know, there's kids out there, you know, and you know, baseball is America's favorite pastime. Come on. Mm-hmm. Kids go there. Kids who want to be baseball stars one day or dream of being this and that. And maybe that's why they picked the baseball stadium. Hey, let's go where the kids are. Who knows? I don't know. Just think about the kids at least. You know, if you want to go after the adults and smear shit in people's faces, that's cool. But, you know, just give the kids time to figure it out, you know?
I just feel, unfortunately, they made a bad decision and then they tried to take it back and then they got stuff from it and so they re-invited them. So, bad PR.
Ramon said sports should stay out of that kind of stuff, and I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with Ramon.
That is right. There's a place for to stand up and do things and stuff like that. But like I said, when you it depends how far you go. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can make a stand with just words, but I mean, when you start, like I said, that stripping on Jesus Christ and all that on the cross, and I mean, I think they could have just talked and stuff. I mean, that's just hardcore, you know,
it crosses that line that when you say okay, this is what we believe, we're proud of it,
yes,
and then you want to cross the line when you mock, you know, the other group, and that's, I think that's because I'm sure there were other, you know, gay organizations that were honored all through the month, which was just Pride Day or something, you know, they're doing the whole Pride Month thing, okay. You know, you don't know none of them. They probably just, you know, they do their stuff. You know, they're gay, they're lesbian, they're transsexual. And they do their stuff and they don't bother. They don't mock you. They're not attacking people. Like Ramon's saying about this, you know, that's going to be the family faith night. Like I said, I mean, okay, so they go and they do their thing. You know, they share their word.
What's family faith night?
The Christian group got invited, I think, next month. And I think...
Because of this, or just they always did that?
They used to do it like one night in the season before COVID. I think the last few years they hadn't, and they just brought it back. And I think they kind of announced it quick to try to. The Dodgers did announced it quicker than they were going to do it, just to try to get some heat off of them.
Yeah, but to, you know, avoid some backlash.
And even like Roman said, like, okay, like they do their stuff, he doesn't care. But, you know, if they go all out and they start attacking people, you know, not physically, but I mean, they, you know, one person there with a God hates F's, you know, shirt or something, and it's gonna, the hell, Eddie, it's gonna be all hell breaks loose. You know, it, like I said, I'm sure there were plenty of other gay organizations, you know, honored at Dodger Stadium. Nobody hears about them. These freaks with their freak show, which is basically what it is. You know, they're like the old time freaks of the 60s. You know, they want to shock the people. You know, and yeah, they want the attention.
I'm just glad I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Even this thing you said about what's it called? When
Family Faith Night.
Family Faith Night. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, mm-hmm. if I want to do that, I'll go to church. If I will go to Dodger Stadium, I want to go watch a baseball game.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't want to go. I mean, that's cool and all,
you know,
to have something like that. But, you know, Dodger Stadium is for baseball.
And I'll make a point that's going to be very controversial. But, you know, what is it?
Anything 20, Alberto so, says so, has nothing to do with
it. It's my opinion, Eddie. Not the M25 show. But I think last night they had a Juneteenth celebration or Sunday, you know, and they were doing African heritage, African pride.
Yes.
What if there was a group out there in blackface mocking African Americans? Oh, I don't know. I think it was yesterday. Or whenever.
Okay.
They didn't play yesterday.
You know, they, believe me, and this group who's out there in blackface mocking people, they do charity like these nuns did, and you know they raise money for this and that. Would you know, if you're supporting the nuns, would you be okay with this group? I bet you no. I'll bet all my money. I'd go to Vegas and go, you know what? The same people who said the nuns should do whatever they want would be so upset at this group.
No, I get you. Yeah, they shouldn't. People shouldn't, like, the Juneteenth or whatever.
You know,
people dress up and they're making fun of that holiday, and that's not right.
What is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth pretty much represents, I think, somewhere in Texas, the last group, last city, I think it's Galveston, got word of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all the slaves. Eddie.
I mean,
you know, they weren't freed until the war was over, but, you know, that's basically what happened. That was, like, the last place in the United States, the last city that got word of it on June 19th, 1860-something.
It's a holiday now?
It is now.
It's a holiday now, yes.
But like I said,
I hear what you're saying. Like, yeah, who gives? Hey, you if know, you don't like it,
you know,
you don't
if,
need
if,
to
these,
go
if these nuns had just showed up in regular clothes and, you know, accepted their award, you know, yeah, I mean, there was already the backlash you know, before with their pictures stuff. But you know what? It would have been nothing. But like I said, if I didn't see this, see if I'll take your word for it. If they're doing this kind of stuff, I'm sorry. You know, some people get to say, you know, you're being stupid, you're being wrong, you're being evil. You're
but
being mocking,
nuns, right? They're guys dressed as nuns. Is that
yeah,
what you said?
Basically, yeah.
Well, I don't know that, but I would say no.
No,
I
what?
I mean, I don't. Unless they made their own. I don't think they're the nuns of
a real Catholic place
because they're not mocking that Catholic place.
Nuns. I mean, they just call themselves that, like the way.
Hey, wait, and nuns are they're not women, right? Nuns can be women. I mean, in the Catholic regime, they're not.
No, they're
well, they could be men nuns too.
No,
no, they're not.
Okay, well, I mean, then there you go, Eddie.
Not yet. Give it another 50 years. But as of right now, no.
So the nuns that you saw, Eddie, at the Dodger Stadium, those are not real. Okay, well, the ones that were there accepting awards, they were men.
I didn't see that.
Either. I don't even think I've seen any women yet. Honestly, it seems like there are dudes right now. Anyway, well, God. This is why this... All this is a mess. This is why we need... Everybody needs a nice pair of big tits in our faces. Women and men. Because boobs make people smile. Look at Eddie and Alberto smile. They just make you smile.
We need a spiritual awakening. That's what we need.
No.
Well, you need to put some of that hemp on and then get some boobies. And
straight to heaven.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Another thing.
Oh,
okay, we got that out of the way. Alberto talked something about the going to the moon and everything, and
we're taking the
show
to the moon.
There's these hoaxes about we never went to the moon, right? And,
yeah.
About the space shuttle, remember that blew up? That there was nobody really on there. That they found the people that were on there, in different places teaching and all this stuff like that.
Well, they did that with everything.
Different places, but scattered all over the earth.
Well, no, I mean, there's a hoax back that we didn't go to the moon because we didn't want, what was it, Russia? We didn't want them to know that we were that far behind in the technology. And, you know, it's just a hoax, you know. And remember, even that dude said, what was that guy, the last guy that was alive, Buzz or whatever?
Well, he would fuck you up if you told him that.
Was Aldrin?
Well, because then they're just saying, well, he's just old and senile. He doesn't know he was on the moon.
I think he was old, but he still had his mind, and you know, I think some guy went up to him, like either told him he didn't go or like made him like swear on the Bible, did you really land on the moon? He punched him out.
Oh shit!
Buzz Aldrin and Steve Yeager.
Steve Yeager. Neil Armstrong
from the Dodgers.
Oh no, it was Chuck Yeager.
Steve Yeager. Get out of here. Oh man!
Oh boy!
It's because of Steve Garvey, but it was.
Well, I mean, I've heard all the moon hoaxes. That's the one that you know, the Russians are gonna beat us. But I mean, it makes no sense that why would the Russians stop? You know.
But do you think there's any little truth that never happened?
The only thing I've heard that you know we can't really get that far out into space because the radiation from the sun, we're protected here on Earth with our ozone layer and stuff. But you get out there that far, and you know, not even the space you can protect you'll just die. I've heard that theory, and that's why we faked it. I mean, we didn't want to tell people we couldn't make it. But
no.
What do you think?
I think it's real because they've sent those lunar
landers or
robotic
probes?
Toys or whatever.
Don't we send them to Mars?
Well, to Mars.
Well,
yeah,
no, we're talking back in.
Isn't the moon? Isn't the
69? We're talking
Mars
about
the moon.
Well, we could do that stuff now, but we're talking about when.
No, I believe they did it.
We're talking about in the 60s, Eddie.
60s, early 70s.
When we get to heaven.
Oh, jeez.
If it really happened, Jesus, when we get to heaven, if it really happened.
I don't know. Well, you know, the guy that was on the rocket said that. I mean, he didn't say it straight out, but he basically said, "Like, if that's what you really believe, that we went to the moon." I don't know what interview I saw where they were talking to him. Or, that's where they were trying to say that he's just old and senile now.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, you didn't have to go with. I mean, how many went up? I know 13 didn't make it. So 11, 12.
No, I'm talking about the moon, the landing on the moon.
There were 5 or 6 moon landings. So you gotta. There were 3 per. You know, otherwise we faked them all. I would assume.
We're just talking about the first. Okay, I don't know. Well, let's just talk about the first one, the one that Buzz was on.
Did Apollo make it? I forget.
Well, Apollo 11.
The one that blew up was a Challenger, right? Was it the Challenger?
Challenger blew up on liftoff. Endeavor, no, was it? No, Columbia burned apart coming in. Those were the space shuttles.
Coming down, right?
Yeah.
That one burned in coming down. And so Challenger blew up.
Challenger, I've never heard the conspiracy theories. As far as I know, the only thing that the Challenger is that if they survived the explosion and died like on a crash, or they got blown up with the shuttle. And I've heard the stories that I think it's almost accepted that
they didn't even get on.
Well, I haven't heard that theory. I mean, we watched them get on unless it was taped or something.
Because I don't think you mean that maybe they ejected out and well they would probably why would they hide that?
Why would they blow up a ship that cost them like millions?
Well, no,
and millions
it's not that they blew it up intentionally. It's,
I don't know.
The thing was, I think people believe that when it blew up, they blew up with it and they were dead instantly. But I think evidence has come out that it actually wherever they were, they survived that and they're living as they're falling and then they die on impact. Which I mean would be worse.
But people are still living in other places.
They don't get on, but they actually. I mean, because I think they can send the shuttle with computers even in the 80s, and they just, you know, it's all those you know theories. It's 9/11, you know, that it was an inside job, and you know there were a lot of people who didn't show up to the building. They knew. Oklahoma City, you know, they, I don't know, all the way to World War II, you know, we knew the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor and we just let them.
No, I don't believe all that. I believe it really happened.
I think Aziz right drinking too much Coke Zero.
No, I'm just saying, everybody, if he believes, it's just a theory, that's all. It doesn't mean it happened, doesn't mean it doesn't happen. If you weren't there, if you weren't there, you can't really say. You could say, oh, I heard about it, or I saw it, and, well, I mean, that's, you know, but you, that's, when somebody throws something out there, it makes you think, that's all.
I think that's just us, you know, we have cynical nature as humans, and, you know, we'll see something, and we'll just believe in that it happened, you know, it's. I bet you right now there are Miami Heat fans who think, you know, the finals were, you know, they got paid off or it was fixed, you know, even at the smallest level like that. So, I mean, when you're talking about big events like a space shuttle exploding, the moon landing,
Eddie,
a president getting assassinated, you know, it's... You
don't think it was a green screen, Eddie?
No.
When they put the flag into the ground?
It was a sound stage.
Nope. I don't think so.
How come you're so hardcore on this? It could. I mean, it's not like we're talking religion. I mean, you get very, very vital. What word am I looking for? Vital? Not vital.
Vital.
Vital. Volatile.
Volatile.
What?
Volatile.
It's
far-fetched.
It's too far-fetched. It's too. There's,
well, what's, I mean, isn't jumping in a rocket and sending it all the way to the moon kind of back then in 1969 kind of far-fetched?
No, not really.
That's like me putting a rocket pack on your back and sending you up to the moon with an oxygen mask on.
Yeah, that's
far-fetched.
It's far-fetched, well, yeah. But
well, I mean, think about in 69.
You can put a rocket pack on my back and maybe I can go up 100 feet or whatever.
Well, yeah, but think about it. We're not talking 2023. We're talking in 1969. It was such big news. It was all over TV. That was something that was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
That was like saying something today that an example of could you say today that we go, hell no, we're not going to be able to do that.
Like
and if we did it, then if we did it, like if a car,
I mean, we cars?
Flying cars, we go, yeah, there's flying cars in Las Vegas somewhere, and where the aliens are.
Maybe teleporting like in Star Trek, you know, you just dissolve and you
teleport.
And right now for us, you know, that's impossible. I mean, that's sci-fi.
It's only on TV, yeah.
And you know
Peter
what?
Vanright is a flying car.
God.
Okay,
oh, yeah, he's pandering to Ramon right now. But I mean, no, I mean, it's funny. I mean, you remember, I mean, I was watching a documentary on the Wright brothers and this Curtis guy, how they were, you know, competitors. But I mean, you look at that plane that the Wright brothers flew, and you look like, you know, planes in the 1920s, and I mean, you look at a plane now, you think they actually believe that you can put 300 people on a plane and fly it to Paris?
Hell no.
Paris.
I don't even think they thought the Wright brothers, when they were filming their little plane, they're going, let's watch these jokers. They're going to crash.
Yeah.
But at first, they only flew like a few hundred. They didn't flow.
Yeah, and from there, I mean.
But it flew, though.
Yeah, but.
I mean, it
technology evolved. Or,
you know, the first astronaut that went up probably went up for like, it was kind of like, you know, Shatner, you know, with that Bezos spaceship, probably did more time in space than the first astronaut. You know, there's technology, you know.
Evolved. It's evolved. And
I mean, when they first created the automobile, they thought humans could not go over 30 miles per hour or something like some small mile per hour because they thought, you know, our bodies would just get destroyed by all the G-forces. And, you know, you got race car drivers, you know, going around 200 miles per hour. It's,
no, I'm not saying it's not possible. It is, but when it happens, you're like, whoa, no. It's like you said, when people were riding horses,
yeah,
they never thought there were going to be cars. I'm sure they never thought of that.
And there's always,
until it happened, and they're like,
and it's funny, there's always the holdouts, you know,
flying cars. They say there's a couple, right? There's some out there, and you can fly around town and stuff like that. And me and you, they're going, yeah, we've heard about it, but I've never seen it. And you'd be I don't know about that.
And you say, you know, what happens if you're going to crash up there? You know, of course, you're going to go falling down. You don't want to go up there, but you know, your flying cars can work, but it has to work. It can't be, you know, it can't be human powered, they'd have to be on computers. Kind of like self-driving cars, like I've said, you know, and we've had the discussion.
I know. Anything's possible. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, when it happens, just like when people were gonna say we're gonna land on the moon. Excuse me. You're like, what? Even when we heard of self-driving cars, we're like, what? How can a car drive by itself? Until it happened.
Yeah. The Knight Rider, huh?
But, you know, you said, we could say, well, maybe there were some fatalities before it all came out and we don't know about it. You know, they kept it under wraps and.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Don't tell anybody, because if they get it, nobody going to buy the car.
You know, Knight Rider, huh? I wish I had a car like that.
Well, I mean, every
new. That was the first one.
I mean, believe me, people in, let's say, the 1960s will probably be surprised that us here, we go months, if not years, without hearing about a plane crash. And when these like first jetliners and Pan Am and all, you remember, I think even in my youth, I remember maybe once every couple of months, a plane crash somewhere. And we haven't heard about one in years. And it's very rare. And, like I said, everything, when the technology first happens, there's a learning curve and people will get hurt. People will die.
I know. Everything's possible. Well, I'm just saying, why is it hard to believe that we didn't make it on the moon when they said that's all? Because it was far-fetched, and not saying it didn't happen.
I believe.
But when you look and go, no way.
I mean,
it's like today when you think about it, I go, oh, yeah, it happened. Yeah, we live in 2023. Well, yeah, we go up there like no tomorrow, But when that happened that day, that was something where people were like, no, we got to see this. Let's see if it's really... This is so far-fetched. We got to see it with our own eyes. That's all I'm saying. It's like,
And you can say, I mean, the technology.
Like if you're driving, you're driving to Disneyland, Alberto, and you see a car fly by you. You'd be, whoa, what does, you'd be like, damn, it is true. There is one out there, but you would be like amazed, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a bird. It's a plane.
Yeah, but you'd be amazed because you've heard about it and but you've never seen it. So it's kind of far-fetched. I'm not going to be driving to work and I'm gonna see some cars flying by. I just don't expect it.
The moon thing, I think, would be a pretty elaborate plan on the part of the government.
I believe it, but I also believe that the government is pretty heavy duty and they don't want to be outdone by nobody either.
Mm-hmm.
Till today, there's look at things that go on that they're covered up and stuff because it's just the way it is. We don't need to know. And if anybody needs to know, it's us. We're the people.
They tapped into our show. I just heard it.
There you go. See what you did, Eddie?
We're the people.
Okay, we got a few minutes left, and I want to talk about this real quick about those aliens, Eddie, that landed in those people's backyard. What's up with that?
Ain't no aliens.
Did you hear about it?
I didn't hear about it. I heard a little bit of it, but
that a ship crashed in somebody's backyard, right?
In Vegas.
And then they called 911 and said, hey, there's something in my backyard. It's like 9-10 feet tall. It's got big eyes, and I think it's an alien. And he's telling the operator, the 911, yes, it's huge.
Were they sober?
I don't know. Alberto, what do you know about all this?
They put cameras up afterwards? I guess so. I don't know. I guess they're afraid that people are coming to their house or something, or I don't know if they're getting threatened, but.
What do you think about that? Because then, did you see the video of the cops that pulled somebody over down the street? And you see on their cam, you see that thing in the light come out of the sky?
Yeah, it's a meteor.
I mean, it could have been random, but I mean, it looked like something, a light fell out of the sky.
I've seen three or four of those, meteorites.
Okay, so it's a meteor, whatever. But it's just how did they know it was going to fall out of the sky? They just saw it and goes, oh, let's jump on 911?
Yeah.
It's a falling star?
Believe me, I remember we had an earthquake here after 9/11 and people were calling 911 thinking it was a terrorist attack. An earthquake. We've gone through earthquakes. I mean, people will call 911 for anything.
Hey, look, I'm not saying I believe it, but I mean, is it possible?
Anything's possible.
I mean, we landed on the moon. Is it possible there was an alien that rolled out in somebody's backyard?
Anything's possible.
Aliens exist?
I don't know. The only thing I could say against it, because I can't say it doesn't happen because I wasn't there, but the only thing I can say is against it is today we all have cell phones. And you're telling me these dudes or whoever saw it didn't have a cell phone and take a picture?
Yep, exactly.
That's the only thing that I can say about this whole thing. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody in their hand, in their pocket.
I know.
Unless they were so scared and so like starstruck that they were just like, whoa.
Forgot to take it out?
Or maybe they were on the phone with it. But maybe there's got to be somebody else that was there that can take a picture or video, right?
Yeah.
I understand the one on the phone. He couldn't use his phone unless he went on speaker, but I don't even think you could use your camera at the same time.
Yeah, maybe you can. I don't know. I haven't tried.
The aliens are camera shy.
So, Eddie, an alien crashes in your backyard.
These aliens are advanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, you try to take a picture, you don't want to see them.
What do you do? Let's say two of them come out and they're like 10 feet tall.
Eddie,
they look like the aliens that we see. You know, they make them with the big eyes. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Eddie gets the Bible out and he starts to preach.
No, seriously, you go in your backyard and you see them. What do you do?
Ask them if they're hungry.
Do you take a picture? Do you call 911? Do you hide?
Hey, E.T., we got some carne asada and you want to come in?
No, but seriously, do you hide? Let's say it really happened. I mean, of course you don't know unless it really happens because you might be scared.
I'd be too freaked out to think anything. I don't know.
Would you hide or want to look and be well, like check it out, or would you be scared they take you or go hide?
Get out of there.
Well, get some cover and then you take a look and try to get a picture.
They start probing you.
You don't want to get probed, Eddie?
No, I don't want to be probed by an alien.
What if it would have saved the galaxy? You know, they come down in your house and they go, we you know, they got the golden rod, you know, green rod. Hey, Eddie, we just need to stick it in for like a second, okay?
I call Will Smith.
they said, if we do that, then you'll be the leader of our colony. You'll be the new leader of the aliens.
You'll be the new leader of Earth. You'll have Earth the way you want it.
You'll be the king in their universe, Eddie.
No, thank you. I don't want to be a king or nothing.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Well, thank you, everybody that's listening. Podcast people, you know, we're just giving our ideas out there on subjects that we think, and it's up to everybody else to feel how you feel without hurting nobody, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have your own views, and I don't like this canceling shit either, you know? Don't cancel people out because they don't agree with you or they don't have your views. Just ignore it. That's it.
It's in the past is the past. You can't change the past.
Even whatever we believe of these nuns, you know, hey, man, on their regular lives, let them go work and provide for themselves, you know?
Yeah. You know, I wish I had that much time to be going out and doing things outside of work that, you know, I believe in and I want to show the world. Things that I believe in so strongly. I mean,
the world doesn't want to see what you believe.
I don't have that time either. I gotta work and make money.
I just believe you can't change the past. I mean, it's what happened is done. And
yeah, like the nun thing is over.
You can't
go
back and.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'll tell you what they did is going to be in my mind now. That just that little thing that they did that bothered me. I mean, now before then, I didn't know. I didn't even know what the heck they were, and I was like, what? But now. That's the impression it left on me.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
Yeah, and it's not a good for me anyway. Maybe some people liked it. I don't know. Like I said, some people like stuff.
I'm sure some people did.
Yeah, and that's great. You like it, but don't put it on TV and don't do all this stupid stuff. Just go do it in a more respectful way. How's that? Mm-hmm. That's it. Just come on and go, hey, you know what? We don't like the way this religion is, and, you know, we're protesting it and stuff. We don't agree with this. But you don't have to go that lengths to shit on something in front of people, you know, especially
that and like
a
that,
god.
And like I said, that's the line that they cross. They are, you know, even these religious groups, you know, with their God hates, you know what, you know, it's. You're crossing. I mean, you're not just saying, you know, this is what I believe. It's now you're crossing the line.
Yeah, I thought Eddie would be more combative about this one because he didn't jump all over my ass until I said it's about the moon. He jumped all over my ass.
Eddie believes in the moon.
I didn't see it. That's why.
You didn't want to see it. I think Eddie would have been scarred to see this because I know he's a very religious man, and I wouldn't want Eddie to see this.
And a very hardcore Dodger fan.
Yes, and a very hardcore Dodger fan. I felt bad. First thing I thought about was you guys. And, you know, hey, this is not even about baseball anymore. I was just like, man, I was thinking the Dodgers dropped the ball. But then I was thinking, hey, look, I know they're trying to do the right thing. But, you know, you try to look at it all different ways. You know, and it's like, you know, I see it their way. What can they do to make everybody happy? And, you know.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I knew they had invited him and then uninvited him, so then they invited him again. So I knew there was but I mean, I didn't know when they were going to be there. So
it's just, I don't know who in the Dodger organization saw them and go, you know what? Yeah. Hey, let's invite these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
Okay, let's say they invited them. They got to know what they are. You got to look into. Don't invite somebody. Period. You got to look and go, okay, these people.
You know,
this is what they do. This is what they are. You know, don't just go, they look cool. Let's invite them.
You know, they sound nice. You know, they sound like nice people. No, I don't know.
They're smart and they're a big billionaire. Organization.
There are times that happens. I don't know. But I would say the Dodgers. You know, if you're inviting groups. Look into them, you know. Into them, like that.
I would hope they did.
I mean,
they're a billion-dollar company or business or whatever. You don't think they looked at? They're just gonna invite somebody to give them an award?
No, I mean, it happens. To everyone. You ever see the Howard Stern movie when he goes to New York, and you know, Howard's in Washington D.C. and they hire him into New York. I don't know. That's just the way they worked out in the movie. I don't know if it's real life. But then they signed them, you know, without hearing the show, and then all of a sudden he's on the news, you know, farting into the microphone, and the owner of NBC.
Okay,
but
I mean, that's different, though.
No, that's the same thing. You know,
they didn't give him an award. They hired him and they paid him money. These people are giving them an award for something they don't even know what they're giving them.
If they want to give them money, donate
to them.
And
that's
I'm
fine.
Saying there could have been some executive of the Dodger organization who just. You know, heard from another group they invited. Oh, these guys, they do a good job. And, oh, all right, let's invite them too. And just, you know, believe the hype or, you know, didn't, like I said, they didn't get vetted. You know, nobody looked into them. You know, it's.
I don't know. That's
bad PR.
If that happened, I guess. But I don't know if you're going to put them in front of Dodger Stadium.
I'm going to imagine that's what happened. And, you know, it's happened a lot of times too. It's.
Even when it happened and it was done, you know, the Dodger manager said he was cool with it. Whatever. It's all good.
I mean, I'll bring it up. I know Steve will get mad, but I can make this example. Steve sees somebody he wants on the show. It's a nice guest. Looks nice. Nice looking girl. Invites her. You don't really look into it. Apparently, we find out she's murdered people or something. You know, that looks bad on us.
How am I going to know but, if unless well, gee, it was in the news? Yeah, I wouldn't. I do look through them and see what they do and what kind of if it's a model. I talk to them before they come on.
Okay,
I don't just send them a message. And go, okay, we'll see you.
I mean, like I say, that's what I assume happened. You know,
do background checks. Huh?
Well, I talk to them. I don't ask if they murdered anybody, but if they did, I mean, they would have to be a popular person to be in the news. I'm sure I would see it. Hey, look at if we were the kings of the airwaves and we ruled the United States
in your eyes,
and we're going to have people come on and we're going to give them a platform or we're going to give them an award for something. What are the awards we gave out?
The birdies.
Yeah, but they say there was like an Oscar or something. And, you know, I went, hey, who are we giving this to? You know, did they,
you know,
we'd have to know, I would think. Let's say if we had Cheech on and just say that, you know, we know he's been in jail, right?
But we don't know why.
Yeah. If we were going to bring him on as a special guest and go, we're going to give you the award of the year. I'm going to say, hey, man, what did you go to jail for? I just got to know for between me and you.
No, but what did
he says, I was masturbating to Eddie.
Smoking pot.
No, smoking pot. That's not illegal.
Cheech tells her he was stealing catalytic converters, but it was something much, much worse. Like, yeah, we go, okay, you're hungry. You need the money. But then we just find out it's much worse.
Anyway, I have nothing against the Dodgers in that way. Hey, they tried to do what they wanted to do. Then whatever. It's done. It's over. And you know, now I got to know who they are, these people, and it's not my thing. So before I knew that, I didn't even know nothing about it. So I was all – but now that I know their name, it's something I'll stay away from.
Stay away from
them. That's the input they had on me. Now, they might have a different input on you all who like that or whatever. That's great. But they put their name out there all right for people like me who didn't know who they are. Now I know who they are. So that's a big platform to be on to get an award. That's all I got to say.
And sorry, Ramon.
Dodger Stadium.
I don't know what the low blow was, so I forgot.
Oh, he said that a lot. He's gone. He's been gone, Alberto. Get out of here.
Oh, he's mentioning the moon, so he wasn't.
It was when I said the Peter Pan was a flying.
Okay.
And you said something about him.
Oh, is that what he said?
Pandering to Ramon. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay, what was I gonna say?
We'll be back someday.
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 I was gonna say, damn it, Jim.
What? we didn't talk about that Russian chick that kept the guy slave for 3 days.
Oh, we'll talk about that. I think we may have one more show next Thursday, maybe. Okay, well, maybe not. Okay, well, maybe because after that week is when all hell breaks loose over here. So
maybe
it's not gonna be nothing.
Maybe next Tuesday, folks. Stay tuned.
All right, we'll see. We'll still talk about it. And we'll talk about the Russian girl.
The Russian hair salon owner.
Somebody tried to break in and rob her?
Yeah. And so some guy was trying to break into her salon.
What did he give her? What did she give him?
She tied him up, fed him Viagra, and used him as a sex slave for 3 days.
Oh, my God. Where's this place at? I gotta go find that place.
you want to commit a crime there? You're going to have to fly over.
She was pretty hot, too.
It's in Russia. It's in Russia, so you got to fly over the ocean.
Oh, God. Well, bring her out here.
No.
She's pretty fine. Did you see her already?
I did see her.
I will warn you, that is a 10-year-old news story, so she's grown up a bit.
She look hot there. 10 more years on her, she's still good.
I hear Russian women age real quickly, so.
Oh, damn, look like Martina Navratilova. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's see. Yeah, she's pretty nice. I'll take it, Eddie. Would you? Mm-hmm. If she gave you Viagra, chained you up, and just used you for sex for 3 days, would you be all right with that?
I'd go have at it.
I can hear that song by Fleetwood Mac playing. What's that, Dreams?
Remember, that's only the headshot there, okay? You don't know what's underneath the chin line.
Maybe she's got a big butt and big boobies. Are you saying she's got a big tummy?
Maybe.
Or she got something else between the old legs? What are you talking
about? It reminds me, there was this video, I don't know, at TikTok or something, that this girl was complaining that, you know, she went on a blind date and the guy walked in, saw her, and walked out. And you look at it, she's just showing her face and she looks cute as hell. And then she, like, the camera kind of pans out and, man, like, it goes south real fast.
She's a big gal?
Big gal.
Hey, that's probably more chances you're going to get laid.
More to love, huh?
More to love. Hit the shit till the end.
That's Eddie.
What is that noise? Oh, that's your watch?
That's Eddie.
That beeping? What is that? Is that your heart rate or what? I know we asked.
My Apple Watch goes up. It's just like you get it, like, you know how you get them on your phone? It goes.
It's an alert. Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Drink some water.
All right, guys, we'd like to thank we don't want to thank our guests that came out today because we didn't have a guest.
We had Scott coming on.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. We'd like to thank Scott for coming on a spur of the moment.
Unscheduled appearance.
Yes, we called him because we were talking about that hemp that's in the Natural Wonders lotion. And people go buy it and try it. He says if you get enough and you smell it enough, it'll take you to heaven, Eddie. Mm-hmm. We know what Eddie's going to be sniffing the hell out of that bottle later. All right, guys, we will see you. We'll keep you updated when we'll be back. Maybe Tuesday, maybe not. We will see. But until then, go to our website at them25show.com and all information about us, all links, live streams, podcast, our sponsors, everything is there. So go there and, hey, do us a favor, podcasters and everything. Go like us on, is it Apple?
We're on Apple Music too. Just search the M25show.com. The M25show.
You can binge those shows, huh?
Yes. And it helps us when you like, subscribe. I'm sorry. Yeah. Subscribe to our show on Apple Podcast. And I know we're on other ones. I don't know if it's subscribable, like iHeartRadio and all those. Is it subscribable?
Yeah. You'll subscribe for free.
Subscribe to us on those because that helps our name spread out more. And same on YouTube. Subscribe to us at the M25 Show. All right, Eddie, we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys soon, so take care.
Eddie has ETs to feed, so.
He's got what?
ETs to feed. Aliens.
Oh, God. Okay, Eddie's got a pet ET, so. Okay, we'll see you guys.
Bye-bye.
have to face stupid reality again.